that an audio recording of the proceedings of this meeting will be taken and made publicly available on the website. Those in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations. Let us honour those who protect this great land. May you draw strength from your God or faith so that we may here today, on behalf of our community, build a vibrant future together. Okay, let's start. Apologies and applications for leave of absence by Councillor, Mr. General Manager.
Mr. Mayor, we have an apology from Councillor Wise, and we also have an apology from our Director of Technical Services, Will Marsh, who's in the Greater Sydney area.
Okay, further strikes again. Okay, 3.0, confirmation of the minutes. Oh, can I move it to adopt those apologies, please? Can I, Councillor Lord, can I second that? Yep. Councillor Thomas, all those in favour?
Aye.
I declare okay. 3.0, confirmation of minutes. The minutes are there. Can I have a mover? Yes. Councillor Thomas, second. Councillor Keatley. Discussions? Councillor Thomas, Councillor Keatley. Omissions?
No, I didn't see them.
Happy with it.
Everything's fine? Okay. Everyone else is okay. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Move on to 4.0. Disclosures of interest this evening?
Yes. Mr. Mayor, I have a written disclosure of pecuniary interest from Councillor Crowe in relation to item 8.4.
Oh, I have. My husband's a member of the tennis club, 8.5.
I'm also a non-pecuniary to 8.5 as a tennis club member.
Let's move on to 5.0, presentations and public forum. Nothing this evening, Mr. General Manager?
None, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. We'll move on to 6.0, mayoral minutes. 6.1, end of term report, 2016 to 2021. In accordance with the Office of Local Government reporting requirements, tabled tonight as the last meeting of the outgoing council is the end of term report. The document reports on the council's progress in implementing the community strategic plan over the 2016 to 2021 period, and includes the outcomes and results for the community and council as a result of the activities undertaken. The end of term report is clear evidence that the community has been well served by this council and that by establishing community partnerships and working together to improve our quality of life, we have achieved many great accomplishments for our residents and visitors to the Bland Shire. Like any democratic process, clear differences of opinion have been evident on some issues. However, the majority of decisions made over the last term have been unanimous. I commend the report to you, and in so doing, thank those councillors who have actively committed themselves to their councillor role. I'd also like to thank council staff for their continued efforts and great work. I wish the next councillors and council staff all the best for the upcoming term. There's a recommendation there that the Blanshire Council end of term report for the period 2016 to 2021, as tabled at this meeting, be noted and published in the annual report due 30 November 2021. Can I have a mover? Councillor Inglis seconded. Councillor Crowe. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. I declare it carried. Okay, we move on to 7.0, reports of committees. What have we got? Community reference group. The minutes are there. Any questions? Golden Fields Water. Any questions? Okay. Re-Rock and the Riverina Joint Organisation.
Yeah, I always get those two mixed up in Re-Rock and Page 845, I just wanted to ask about the close out of the Southern Lights project. I sent in an email, I think it was yesterday or Monday, and I copied.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, we've seen a response of Essential Energy for an update.
Have you?
So
is it Essential Energy is doing are they in control of this project?
Yes.
They're doing the reconciliation on their own work.
Yes.
That's probably why we need to be very careful. Mm-hmm. There just doesn't seem to be any accountability there if they're closing out their own work. And that's why I say, well, there's four lights up at Crest Estate. How many are out in the...
We could do an audit?
Mayor, the information that Councillor Thomas provided has been sent to Essential Energy.
Okay.
And asking them for...
And they'll give us feedback, so many lights in so many towns?
That's what I'm expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
And if I might suggest that the 355 committees in each independent area, for their own benefit, if they have a look around their areas in Reef Valley, Ungerii, and Maroola, and see if there's any missing lights too. Give us some feedback, because you can't be expected to run around all the areas at night.
May I suggest to you, Manager, that the people closest to the lights have also got to be aware to ring up Central Energy, and they come within a week. I have rung them so many times, and they're there very quickly for town lights. It's on their bills when they get... You know, that you ring up, they like the numbers there, and I think they've got to be made aware. Maybe we can put it in our page of advertising and the advocate that if you have a trouble with them, to ring such and such a number. But
we might include that on our Facebook site just to
they're very
add information, and also
that.
Just to check their town for the street light, and then report the faults to the council. We can pass them on to Essential Energy. Okay, Councillor Thomas, are you happy with that?
Yep.
Okay, very good. All right, any further questions, councillors?
On re-rock, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the joint organisation?
JA, I'm just wondering, I see Wagga is moving and seeing that. Are Wagga official members of that JA at this stage and have been approved by the government at this stage?
No, they've been approved, membership of the JA.
Yeah. No, that's all right. And the other question is that the $150,000 extra funding, we can't use it for the administration, but they want us to do projects. Is this another brought or a scheme to keep us involved with the JA?
Yeah. Oh, you're a suspicious man, Councillor Lord.
Mate, they don't give away anything for nothing.
No, I'd say, look, they are trying to tie us up in the same as the General Manager.
Mr. Mayor, there's a workshop on Thursday via Zoom to talk about what we might spend the $150,000 on. But yeah, I think it's a carrot being dangled there to keep us going.
What concerns us. It's a carrot to keep us going so we can actually then fund it again.
Yes.
I just think that,
their current form, they're not viable for us. Too much fun.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. This $150,000 from the government, is it a rort or a scheme to just keep us going and keep new councils involved?
Mm.
Or is it pointless, but is it worth being involved, or is it just a rort?
Well, I'm sure you'll be discussing that.
Yes.
Very good. Okay, move on to the Riverina Regional Library Advisory Committee. Any questions there? Or?
Mr. Mayor, can I alert councillors to the fact that Wagga are considering their membership of the Riverina Regional Library? If they pull out, it could create quite a few significant implications for all the other members.
Why? They're the ones that set it up.
Exactly.
Why would they pull out?
I understand. I saw in a recent news item they're upgrading their library, and I think they may have it in the back of their mind that they don't need the support of the other members, which are all small councils, you
well,
know, the Lockharts, the Glens, the Tamoras.
I'm sorry, if they want to be a member of the joint organisation and all the rest of it, maybe they've got to pull their weight and be part of the group.
There's a meeting tomorrow of the Riverina Regional Library where the matter will be discussed. We'll keep councillors informed.
Have we got a representative going?
Yes.
With regard to that, I mean, one of the great incentives for us to join the River Regional Library a few years ago was effectively that we had this access because of Wagga and all the larger centres, which gave us this issue.
That's great.
And of course, being forced by government legislation to actually provide library services, you know, people like... It should possibly be undertaken. It could be a real positive thing being undertaken by the JO as part of that school.
And I would like to know. Wagga Council have an obligation. We lost, and I bought this at the time. We lost the employment of our family here in West Wyalong because we joined up.
That's true.
Yeah. And they have an obligation for the cost of. That family, the cost to our council for having to cancel that job, they owe us something because we went in there with good faith. And that isn't all that long ago. And they have a moral obligation. We lost a whole family out of the town, which in a small community has a huge impact because they promised us something and now they want to renege on it. And that's just unacceptable.
Well, I'm sure these points will be brought up.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Can you bring that up tomorrow? I mean, they're acting like Big Brother,
so
we're just the little twits down the bottom.
I don't disagree with anything that's been said.
This is bully tactics, and it's just not on.
Weight of numbers, Councillor McGlynn, that's what it is. Weight of numbers.
No, it isn't. And the rest of the people, that all the other people that are in this library, we've got more of us than them.
Council may be interested to know that the chair of the Councillor Dallas Tout from Wagga, who is the chair of the advisory board, he has resigned as the from his position as the chair. No doubt that will be discussed on Thursday as well. So the implications of him doing that.
Well, was he the one that pushed for the regional library, or was again?
To be honest, I could not answer that question, Councillor McGlynn, but I do know he has been a very strong supporter of the
regional library
approach.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. They've misled all the surrounding towns. All the councils are joined up, and it's just not acceptable. It's absolutely immoral.
Very good. Okay, if there's no further discussion, there's a recommendation now that Council receive a notice of the committee reports from Councillors and committee minutes as presented. Can I have a mover? Councillor Thomas, seconded. Councillor Baker. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, we'll move on to 8.0, reports to the Council. Section 1, Office of the General Manager. Move over to page 64.
Mr. Mayor, if I can just advise, they've extended the closing date for postal votes now to the 17th of September.
Really?
So that scheduled meeting on the 21st of September will probably be most unlikely to proceed. So we'll go with the 28th of September. They're talking about a declaration of results on the 23rd of September.
With regard to this whole situation, before I'd like to move a recommendation, firstly, I'm a great believer that we shouldn't be shutting down effectively council now. I believe we should be continuing through. I understand the caretaker period of time doesn't commence until the 6th of August, and effectively the only thing this council can't do in the caretaker thing is approve contracts of $150,000 or more,
yes,
or approve controversial development applications. There are many other little procedural issues that we can do in council. And I think to leave this community without an elected council for 3 months is a little bit much. I just believe we should be having another meeting in August, no matter what we do.
Mr. Mayor, I was scheduling a workshop for the 3rd of August, which would incorporate an inspection of the proposed motorsports park at the airport, and there's already a couple of agenda items to put on that workshop. So that would be the 3rd of August.
Okay, Councillor Baker.
Question, General Manager, how many polling booths are we opening? Just what's wrong?
At this stage, I believe just one, which will be the high school.
Well,
the Wylong Hall, no?
No. I believe we'll get under 50% vote. I go out there and you tell them, I've told them out the bush, and they said, fair dinkum. They're going to travel, someone's going to travel 80 km in town here just in the vote.
Mr. Mayor, we've just been advised of the appointment of the returning officer who will be based in Cowra. And Julie and I have a Zoom meeting with her on Thursday to discuss the venues, staffing, those issues. But at this stage, they've only identified the high school as the main polling place.
In the whole shire?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. No Bunbury, no Ungaring?
No.
At this stage, no.
That just means we'll have 9 councillors from West Rotherham. No hope.
We did raise it with them because the last one we had the floods,
yes,
and numbers were down, and I explained to them numbers were down because people couldn't get to those outlying places.
Do you think people are going to come here?
One at a time. Yeah.
But they obviously haven't taken that into consideration. They're obviously looking to cut costs. So.
But do they realise how far Moradin is from West
Wylam? Oh, I'm sure they do. They've looked at all of the previous polling places from 2016.
They should at least
have Ungaring. Yeah. Well, I just know that the ratepayers out there are not very happy chappies.
Can you inform us traditionally the way things have been done in Okay. Now, dealing with Councillor Lord's matter, can you put that motion or does Council?
Do we get
I move that we acknowledge that the caretaker period starts. But I believe we should be at least having one council meeting in November.
On the 3rd? In August?
It can be during the caretaker period because all these other organisations are meeting during that caretaker period. You read the minutes of ReRock and they're meeting on the 27th of August and the JO are meeting on the 20-something of August.
And Goldenfields
and Water are meeting on the 24th of August.
26th. Mr. General Manager?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, the ReRock and JO meetings for the 26th, 27th have just been cancelled today. Has a conference in Sydney for risk management. So there's cancellations coming through as
Country
we speak.
Mayor's office,
sorry?
Country Mayor's office.
Country Mayor's on the 6th of August has been cancelled. But that doesn't take away from the fact that we can have a meeting.
So Councillor Lloyd, you're moving that way, that we have a council meeting on the third Tuesday in August.
Acknowledge the thing, but have a council meeting with none of these contracts and that on the agenda.
Okay. Do we have a seconder for that motion?
Yeah.
Councillor McGlynn? Okay, would you like to speak to Councillor McGlynn?
I think it's a good idea. There's always, you've got a paper like this today. I just think that it's good. Going for 2 months, you'll have just such a huge workload in September. Obviously, and the new council is much better to get one in August and keep up to date with all this stuff.
Very good. Councillor Thomas, do you want to speak to
that? Just having this dumped on the desk, the draft, I would like to have a look at it, because that's part of being accountable for the job.
Mm-hmm.
I support it.
Very good. Would any of the other councillors like to speak to it?
Only question I have is what's happened in the parks? It's the first time I've had an end of term.
It's just the timing.
Just having a bit of timing.
Normally, the election's in September at the second or third week, which is allowed in August meeting.
Yep.
And the caretaker period didn't start till early September.
Council meeting's always the first weekend in September, isn't it?
The caretaker period always started 4 weeks prior to the election.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The,
it's
in the past,
always
the elections have been
on
late
the second
September.
Saturday.
No further comments from the councillors?
Just going back to that, cutting back on the outlying polling areas, they're obviously making a saving. Are they passing that savings on to us? Should we ask for a further reduction, given the number of reductions? Can we use that as a bargaining point? Or either
we might have a discussion, we'll have a discussion with Councillor Thomas, and we'll put that as part of the discussion.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, I believe the estimates they provided to each council was based on a reduction in polling places.
Okay.
It included a reduction?
Yes.
We'll put this motion, Councillor Lord's motion. So all those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I declare it carries.
Councillor Lord, you'll have to do it.
You'll have to incorporate the rest of this information in that motion?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. Okay, great.
Deleting the 21st of September?
Yes. Okay, we'll move on to 8.2, West Wellong Ambulance Station lease renewal. There's a recommendation there that, one, the council resolves to agree to the request from New South Wales Health for the renewal of the lease of the premises housing the West Wellong Ambulance Station for a further 5-year period from 1 July 2022, followed by 2 further 5-year periods. 2, that the lease fee be reviewed every 5 years and prior to the anniversary renewal date. 3, that the lease fee be adjusted annually in accordance with the CPI. And 4, that the Mayor and the General Manager are delegated authority to execute the legal documents in relation to this agreement. Can I have a mover?
So moved.
Councillor Thomas, Councillor Lord. Discussion, Councillor Thomas.
Yeah, they do a great job. One of the stipulations would be that the next council keeps an eye that they actually do the upgrade that's expected to commence later in the year. I mean, they'll make all sorts of excuses with COVID and all that, but they're still all good.
So they need to follow that through.
Yeah,
we'll
need to follow that up, otherwise they could just stretch that out.
We could get funding for that, couldn't
we?
Basically, that was my promise, to make sure that the upgrades that have been promised are followed through, even though they're leasing the property, it's on shire property, but make sure they're actually upgrades.
Very good. Councillor McGlynn?
No, that's fine, as long as they do it.
Okay, very good. All right. There's no further discussion from any other councillors. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. I declare it carried. We'll move on to 8.3, Lanthimore Rural Fire Service update. I'm sure Councillor McGlynn has something to say about this. There's a recommendation there that, one, that the information provided in this report regarding the Lanthimore RFS zone is received and noted. Two, that council endorsed the grant application under the New South Wales RFS Brigade Donation Fund in the amount of $400,000, representing $315,000 for Blandshire and $85,000 for the Tamora Shire. And three, that the advice from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service confirming that West Wylam Rural Fire Centre is to be utilised as a district training centre for all emergency personnel is received and noted. Can I have a mover? Councillor Thomas, seconder. Councillor Lord. Discussion. Councillors. Councillor Thomas.
Got no issue with it. Pleased to see that the allocation of funds is proportionate to the areas. 315. That's good.
Could we keep section 3 separate? That's a whole new issue.
You want that put separately?
I think that should be put separately because that's a fob off for us. We've got Steve Holden's losing his job, and that's another fob off for us not to be the centre of the universe. The zone.
So Councillor Thomas has moved 1, 2 and 3. Are you happy with that, Councillor Thomas? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. One moment, Councillor Baker. So that in this motion we only include 1 and 2, and then we'll move 3 after that.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, Councillor Lord, did you want to speak to it?
Well, basically I think it's a positive. Always take the grants and the fact that you know, they're talking about putting assets onto the situation, but we actually currently have a policy that we don't put their assets on the register, so it doesn't make any difference at this stage.
Very good. Councillor Baker, you want to speak to it?
I'd like to move an amendment to that, that we don't take any notice of that hole. Now, $350,000, what are they going to do with that? Build three sheds in the Shire, which is now, will come back to us with depreciation. It's all right us sitting up here saying that we won't have to pay the emergency services levy, but as the clock ticks, it's more and more certain we will. So that'll just come onto our books. The only thing they want to keep is if they buy their two bulk water tankers. But just the same, that'll be still covered by maintenance program, because they'll have to be done up every year and past the point.
So you can only see that this is costing us money.
That's their easy way out. In the following letter from the assistant deputy or whatever it is, that's just as wishy-washy as I've ever seen anything. Which company or who in this Shire told them that we wanted both headquarters open? It's written in here. The negotiations with both shires both agreed. Now that's
it. Should have been in Glen Shire only.
Yeah, we should have been in that.
So, Councillor Baker, what exactly is your amendment? Your amended motion?
Well, I believe that we can this until they actually come and sit up here and tell us all what's going on.
So you want to delete this recommendation altogether?
Yes.
Okay. Have we got a seconder?
I'll second that.
Councillor McGlynn seconded. Okay, so we'll put the amended motion.
And I second it on the condition that number three is a fobber. We have for years and years, because we're the centre of this fire zone, and we have the best facilities, and we've even, the general manager sent a letter to the project manager or whatever he is, of the whole New South Wales Fire Service that we met, and he knew nothing about it, and he said he'd take a listen. Did you ever get a reply?
That this is it?
As good as useless. They're fobbing us off again. They should have advertised this job statewide, and with the centre in the centre. This is where, isn't it, five of the six zone captains want it in the Blanchard. Why don't they listen to us?
Well, I'd like to know who the authorities were that this fellow checked up with that wanted it for us.
I'd like to know too.
Good for us to go to Tomorrowsville.
Councillor Thomas?
They're obviously hanging a $400,000 carrot in front of us, plus we do gain three single base stations, which could save significant property and
how will they save
money? Not save us as a council, but there's a facility there that if it's manned and it's functional, gets to a fire quicker because there's men and equipment available operating out of these three centres. It could be, saves us significant. obviously, that appeals to me. But then again, I'm not in the fire.
Talking about the firefighters in the sheds, the one at Barmoon, no one will be living in that, or wherever. Now, that's the thing about it, and I'll use Maroola as a classic example. They put a second bay on that at about $180,000 with a kitchen and fridge and, you know, all the stuff when we go around. Now, if there's a fire on in this harvest, everyone goes and puts a fire out, and if they're not a fire ban, they go home. Or if it's an ordinary fire, with the pub, it would be the same as Bar Memon and Tillimba. down the road. But they're not going up to have a cup of coffee in the bloody five.
Yeah? It's ridiculous.
Like, and we've got all this stuff they spend. It's not a carrot. It's a dangle overhead that we have to keep paying depreciation.
Just one question. Is there a fire station at the moment at Farm Edmund?
Yes, there is.
That's the question I'm asking. There's also
one at a time.
Councillor Lloyd, part of this construction program, I'm a bit baffled by, but the fact that that's what they say. But there's already a shed at Tallimba, and there's already one in Barm Edmund in the main street.
Fully equipped.
So I'm not 100% sure why they need to duplicate those. And I think that's something we need to go back to them. But I still say, with regard to this, that we talk about the grant funding, we're talking about situation, they're talking about depreciation. Effectively, we have a policy in this shire at the moment that actually doesn't include the RFS assets in our depreciation schedule.
Yeah,
so as far as I'm concerned, it's not making any difference.
Yeah, but how long is that?
Councillor Megley.
How long is that going to last? I mean, I thought all this was...
Unless you made a motion against it.
We get some details of the grant from the General Manager.
Mr Mayor, the $315,000 going to the Bland area is for a catering caravan, a cool room, a volunteer breakout area or awning, a mobile light tower, a bulk water tanker, a second-hand prime mover, a salinity pit for the capturing of potential contaminated water runoff. Now, that's where they've got the hot fire training. And when all the water, when they water everything down, there's potential for that water to run into Kawinda Park.
Yeah.
And the last one is 10 mobile phone boosters. That adds up to $315,000.
Mobile phone boosters?
Yeah, 10.
If we say no to this motion tonight, we'll lose that.
Absolutely.
Are they public? Are these mobile phone boosters accessible to the general public?
No, they wouldn't be. They're selfie, CELFI.
Oh, okay.
They're fitted to the trucks.
Yeah.
Councillor Baker.
Sorry, can you read that to me again, please?
A catering caravan,
right.
Valued at $40,000.
Catering caravan?
Yep. A cool room. This is for... West Wylong.
For the station up here?
Yep, valued at $10,000. The volunteer breakout area awning, $29,000. The mobile light tower, $22,000, which is to take to fire ground, particularly at night. So they've got the mobile light tower.
Yeah.
The bulk water tanker and the second hand prime mover. Plus the salinity pit is coming in at $44,000.
There's probably two of those items that are necessary.
Well, if you say no to this tonight, you say no to the libraries.
Is there a timeline on this? Could we ask the powers that be to come and speak to us before we do anything, like in the 3rd of August, or in a week's time? We have a special meeting.
This grant application closes in 3 days.
Well, the grant application closes.
I will get the money, but don't approve number three.
Hang on a minute, hold on a minute. 23rd of July. Okay, the grant application closes on the 23rd of July. So we can't defer it. So we either say yes or no to it now. So I'll put Councillor Baker's motion. So it's put by Councillor Baker, seconded by Councillor McGlynn, that we ignore this tonight. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
No, I don't think we can.
Okay. The amended motion lapses. We return to the original motion. Now, do you want the original motion put as 1 and 2 and left as 3, or do you want it included?
Can we speak about 3?
I can't see that 3 is going to make any difference to the motion, Councillor McGlynn.
Yeah, because we are approving this.
We're not approving it. They're just stating something.
That's not going to
make any difference to what's going on here.
A point of order, the motion has been moved as 1, 2 and 3. If we need to split it, it'll need an amendment.
Yes.
Well, I amend that we move 3. I just think that have we got
a seconder that we move them separately? Okay. All those, we've got no seconders, so it lapses, so we return to the original motion, so all three of those are moved at once. I'll put the motion, all those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. We've taken the motion.
Two of us are against it.
Can we have a show of hands?
We're against.
Okay, so who was four? Who was four?
I was four. Yeah.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4. And against? Councillor Baker.
And me.
Councillor McGlynn.
Can I ask a question before we move on?
You may.
Seeing this is in black and white in front of us about, will they come and speak to us before they make a decision? That the top position, that this is just a training centre and the top position is in Tamora.
We can ask.
And let them know, the fire captains in this area, it's not proper, the zone captains don't approve of this. I mean, they've got to listen to the people on the ground.
That's why I asked the question, who in the Blaine Shire?
Yeah, this is right.
One at a time, Councillor.
No, because out there on the ground, that's not what's happening. And from to have this meeting, they called off the conference, and what, so they just snuck along and told you what they were doing.
It's just sneaky.
What can we do anything about
it? I doubt anyone's going to travel here during the COVID lockdown.
Oh, that's a cop out.
Yeah, we write another letter expressing our displeasure at the fact that
we have a meeting, why can't they?
Yeah,
we'll write another letter expressing our displeasure that West Wyalong is not the centre of the fire zone. Can I have a mover for that? Can I have a mover for that, Councillor Baker? Can I have a seconder for that, Councillor Thomas?
Yeah.
All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried.
We're just not fighting hard enough.
Okay. We'll move on to 8.4. Evolution Mining, DA 2020/0114. Boundary Street Preliminary Assessment. There's a recommendation there. The councillors convey to council staff any concerns they may have with proposed DA for workers' accommodation in the Boundary Street, West Wyalong. Can I have a mover?
Could I make a recommendation on this?
Can I have a mover first? Councillor Thomas, can I have a seconder?
Yeah.
Councillor Keatley.
Could I?
Okay, now, Councillor McGinn, I'll get to you in a minute. Councillor Thomas, would you like to speak to it?
Yeah, basically it's pretty comprehensive, their DA, and they dotted all the I's, etc. But it's really a futile exercise because we can't go anywhere without the native title, apparently. We're just taking it on board. But my opinion is that...
Where are we up to with that?
Mr. Mayor, given the fact that you've just resolved to have a meeting on the 17th of August, I've been advised that the owner's consent could come as soon as about the 6th of August.
Yeah.
So it would be my suggestion that you defer this to the August meeting, which coincide with owner's consent. It gives you sufficient time to read the draft conditions, and then we can consider the DA at the August meeting.
Could we see a discussion on the paper at the workshop on the 3rd of August? Whatever
we can put on the agenda. Can I have a mover for that, please?
I will move it.
Councillor McGlynn.
That's just
been brought to my attention that this would be a contentious DA, and therefore we couldn't really deal with this at the August meeting.
It could be dealt with providing there is not 12 objections.
Well,
according to the charter in the Labor government, what was deemed to be a contentious DA?
12 objections.
I think it should start to look like it would be.
Well, I'm going to make sure it would be 12 objections.
Well, maybe these objections can be addressed prior to then. If they revise their DA to remove any allowance of permanent structures to be left, they deleted that. I think a lot of these objections would go away. Plus, they've already agreed to put a a good fence along the side of the one neighbour that was concerned about noise. Yeah, they've met his conditions. I think that was...
Mr. General Manager.
Mr. Mayor, there's a draft condition there that any further use of the facility, when it's no longer required by evolution, will require development consent from council.
Okay.
I will not approve this DA one way, in any way, shape or form as it is now, because I believe every structure, everything on that has to be returned to the condition that they found it in. This is temporary. But you leave a netball court there, you leave anything there that gives rise for something else to happen without our consent in 10 years' time, and I won't approve
it. Mr. Mayor, that's what we're saying. The condition says that they can't use it for anything else unless council approves it. What you're suggesting is that they decommission and remove everything that could possibly be used in the future for something good. So that would be a total waste of money and you will get to decide what happens.
Mr. General Manager, if a lot of this stuff, there's duplication for services that are in our town. We have two laundries in the town. We have two gymnasiums in the town. We've got sporting facilities, multi-purpose sporting facilities. We've got local facilities in this town. If these are semi-permanent buildings and they're up there, well, they can put in a whole lot of things. I will not approve anything being left on that site.
Councillor Thomas.
I don't agree, because I feel that there may be, if they leave a shed there or something, it's up to the council of the day to review what the purpose they suggest. If it's like a men's shed or something for the community, then that's better than having that the whole area just wasted as it is.
No, let them start again. No, it should be. I don't agree.
But not for accommodation. And anyway, the council of the day would be arguing the point. But yeah, I'm against any permanent.
And what's semi-permanent mean? I mean, they've always.
Probably.
What's the current motion?
We're just trying to ascertain that now, Councillor Lord. The current motion is that this matter be deferred to the August meeting. Okay.
Well, there's too much in here that I don't like.
So this matter be deferred, and we have a discussion about this matter at the August workshop prior to the August council meeting. That's the current motion. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I need a mover for that.
Tony and I have.
Okay, so it's moved and seconded. So there's any further discussion now regarding that?
As long as the same, the revisions that we discuss are included in the DA that's presented to the meeting in the business paper.
Well, I assume it would be.
Well,
yeah.
That the conditions, otherwise it's just going to have the same argument.
Yeah, I assume it would be. Yeah. Okay. There's no further So if we don't deal with this matter now, then it's deferred for 3 months. So the mine development, whatever, is delayed for 3 months.
Yes.
All right. So this is the issue. So
yeah,
okay. If there's no further discussion here, I'll put the motion that the matter be deferred to the August council meeting and be discussed at an August workshop.
Yeah.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, I declare it carried. I think that was unanimous, was it?
I never voted.
Okay, Councillor Crowe abstained.
It's a vote against.
Okay.
Can we clear one thing up here before we move on with this one? Councillor Crowe believes that he has a conflict of interest because he lives in the street nearby. Every one of us in this room that live in town have an equal conflict of interest if we're going to go on with that. I mean, this is why I'm against the permanent structures being left there for 8, 5, 10, whatever years.
So
it gives any hint of what it could be.
So, Councillor McGlynn, what you're saying is you're concerned that the permanent structures there may be used for something that the majority of people in the Blanshire are not going to be happy with. Is that what you're implying?
Yeah, but I can't see why Councillor Crowe has got a conflict of interest with this, because he doesn't live next door to them. He lives in the street near.
But Councillor McGlynn, it's up to Councillor Crowe to declare whether he has an interest or not.
Does he know?
Beg your pardon?
I'd like him to be able to vote, because does he really have one? I mean, I want to know.
Well, that's up to Councillor Crowe to determine.
Oh, God.
And he has determined that he has a pecuniary interest. So that's what we've done. Okay. We'll move on, I think, to the next. Page 93. All right, 8.5, West Wellington Tennis Club, request for support. There's a recommendation there that council resolves to provide in principle support to the West Wellington Tennis Club Incorporated for a financial contribution of $65,000 towards completion of stage 2 of the club's facilities upgrade. If the club's grant application under round 4 of the Stronger Communities Fund is unsuccessful, can I have a mover?
I can't.
Yeah, I can move that.
Councillor Kennedy, can I have a seconder?
Can we? Because we're happy.
Can I have a seconder?
Me. Or I'm on the
Councillor McGlynn, okay, you can second it. All right. Councillor McGlynn has seconded. Discussions. Councillor Keaton, would you like to speak to it?
I support this. With this strong wording at the end, if the fund is unsuccessful, of course, there's no point jumping ahead of everything there if they're putting in for a...
I agree,
that's the way to go.
I think it is. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to it?
I think that, it's got the provision in there to cover it, so I'm happy. That's
can I move a slight amendment to that?
Councillor Lord, you may.
The financial contribution and put the word up to and delete the word of.
Is this the second advance of the tennis club in this council? It is, Councillor Baker. Yes, it is.
It is.
When the question was asked here, when we did the revenue budget, did the West Wallong Tennis Club consider anything at all? But here we are, on your word, the third time, we look like giving them a hand out. Now, when's this going to stop?
Well, that's correct, Councillor Baker. I think... Some of the issue is that without these funds, the other funds that have been allocated to this tennis club clubhouse is not sufficient to complete the project. So what we're looking at is if we don't approve this position, then those other funds we've already committed to the project will then be wasted.
I understand. Therefore, can I suggest that in future, we look at a policy that we don't endorse any applications for grants unless a complete budget and plans are put in place.
Yes, Councillor Lord, we'll look at that. That's an appropriate comment. Councillor Thomas.
We've set a precedent with the theatre, mate. Anything, it's open slather now. The way we've handled that is we've just gone, just keep coming back.
We have to have your policy on.
We'll have a policy.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, we'll look at a policy. The new council can look at a policy regarding that. So I'll just read the recommendation again. The council resolves to provide in principle support to the West Wellington Tennis Club Incorporated for a financial contribution of up to $65,000 towards completion of stage 2 of the club's facilities upgrade if the club's grant application under round 4 of the Stronger Country Communities Fund is unsuccessful. Right, is there any further discussion, councillors?
Could I just
ask
a question, why they may not consider changing their scope of works instead of putting the hand out?
They have. I think that
is the case.
They have reduced the scope. It's in the,
so I think
some of the documents
good.
There.
Are there any further questions or clarifications, councillors?
Well,
Councillor Lord?
I'm just going to follow up, a supplementary therefore to Councillor Crowe. If they've changed their scope of works, how would they have completed it if the whole project was going ahead?
It was the original scope.
Exactly, which goes back to the original
motion
that we need need a discussion of
We need a policy
around that.
That's a follow-up.
Okay, there's no further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Can I have a show of hands, please? Here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I declare it carried.
There's the original page 96, and then they come back with a two-stage one on 98 and 99.
Okay, 8.6, strengthening communities, West Wyalong Yard Dog Club. There's a recommendation there that council approve a strengthened communities club grant of $1,000 to the West Wyalong Yard Dog Club to assist with the running costs of the Southwest Yard Dog Championships on the 7th and 8th of August 2021. Councillor Crowe's moved it. I've got a second.
Yep.
Councillor McGlynn, I think, got a hand up first. Yeah, everyone wants their hand up. Okay.
Right.
Councillor Crowe, would you like to speak to it?
It brings a lot of people into the community and uses the fantastic facilities at the showground. And it's in line with our policy that it reduces in time, so very happy with it.
Yep. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to it?
It's fantastic. They did everything up there themselves, and it's run by Peter Darmody, who is extraordinary. Please hear him mentioned. Who runs this thing almost single-handedly, and they get people from all over Australia.
Good crowd.
And and it's just great. It's really interesting, and it's a great day for, and it showcases our shire.
Terrific. Would any other councillors like to comment? No, if not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, we'll move on to section 2, corporate and community services, 8.7, finance and investment report for June 2021. Right. There's a recommendation there. One, that council receive and note the information contained within the finance and investment report for the month of June 2021. And two, that council confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1 June to 30 June 2021, summarising the account summary totalling $7,494,637.08. Councillor Lord, seconded.
Yep.
Councillor Thomas, would you like to speak to it, or we just put the motion?
I just think it's pretty straight. It did balance. I think I did what Councillor Thomas usually does. Just have
to I checked it the way you told me to check it, so and it did add up.
The report, I accept the fact that the report in here is a little bit more comprehensive than in the past, and I think that's a good thing. I just wonder whether there are any questions on it, but particularly with the reserve transactions for the year, it gives us a much better picture of where we're going, and I think that's positive.
That's excellent. Good comment. Councillor Thomas.
Can we keep this reserve facility transactions as part of the monthly report? I'm sure that the... And there was a question on the $954,000 taken from the... the community reserve transaction. Does that include some grant money that was deposited in the community facilities reserve, or we out $954,000 out of our community reserve? Is that purely our contribution at the moment, isn't it?
It includes grant funds.
Yeah.
So the grant funds go in and out of this community facilities reserve. It's not just what the evolution payment is?
No, it's just where we sit the grant funds until it's expended.
Okay, yeah. So what as a seat of pants, how much of that?
How much has council actually contributed? I think Councillor Thomas is trying to...
Yeah, would be our contribution out of the fund.
I'll take that on notice.
I think everybody would be interested.
I think they would too, Councillor Thomas. Okay, any further questions, clarifications, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried.
Mr. Mayor, can I just say the percentage of rates received to date at 95.87% is the best in the last 10 years?
I think it's excellent considering it.
Yeah, but tough times.
I can. Okay, now, 8.8, draft council financial statements for 2020-21, referral for audit. Okay, so, we could, would councils agree to defer that to the August meeting?
Mm.
Yes, absolutely agree. I'll read this first.
Yeah. Given the fact that we've
I need
only
a mover
just
to defer that to the council meeting. Councillor Lord, Councillor Baker, all those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, now 8.9, 2020-2021 progress report, combined delivery program and operational plan. There's a recommendation there that council notes the progress in relation to the Blandshire Council delivery program for 2017-2022 and operational plan from 2020-2021 for the period 1 January 2021 to 30th of June 2021. Can I have a mover? Councillor Baker, seconded. Councillor Thomas. Discussion, Councillor Baker. Councillor Thomas.
I just had a couple of comments. This, I think it's page 129 on develop and support strong sense of community, providing advice to support community groups. I was just wondering where, it might not be slot in here, but it will somewhere, about the community unity. You've got, we're supporting our mining heritage with the Poppet Head and the bucket up there, and then we've got the our Indigenous heritage with the great display across the road, and we've even got a lit up a couple of wood ducks in the park down at McCann Park here, but we can't seem to keep the lights on the Reg Ratty monument,
which is most
because
important.
We've got people coming into town. If they spotted that as you're coming into town, you'd say this town's got the right values.
Yeah.
But leaving it in the dark when we spent that money on putting the lights on. I've spoken to the RSL members here and said, is there any reason, you know, why you wouldn't have it lit all the time? And they said, no, in fact, we didn't realise that. We're going to put in a letter to you,
bloke.
Okay. Well, I hope that comes, because I've only mentioned it probably 10 times earlier during my
I think you mentioned the type of lighting, didn't you, rather
well,
than actually having
and the fact
on
the that they couldn't seem to keep them on at night. They
what
the time clock wouldn't
Councillor McGinn, wait a moment.
The time clock wouldn't it'd lose the plot every time the power went off, but they're so part of the engineering standards should have a battery back time clock. It's
can
not
we
a big
investigate that, Mr. Gentleman. We'll investigate that. Councillor Thomas. Councillor McGinn.
So what goes wrong? Why does it keep breaking down?
Right, so we'll investigate that further. Okay. And we'll find out for you.
There was something.
Okay, any further discussion?
Yes. Just see. I've taken the ears off the off the pages so I wouldn't miss them. One of them was the signs at town entrances. I was going to ask where they are, and I saw your post this afternoon. The one down at Marula looks brilliant. It's better than I expected, and you won't get too many compliments out of me.
I put it on Facebook, Mr. General Major's got huge problems with
feedback. One of the delays, Mr. Mayor, has obviously been the wet weather, and where they were to be located is
exact location.
Compromise.
And it's had a huge positive impact, but however, a lot of people have mentioned the entrances into our town.
Yes. I brought that up to the general manager already.
And,
so we'll discuss that as well, okay? And there already, I think this, we've got something going on. We've had some discussions with some of the people who have businesses on the entrances to town, and they are actually interested in contributing themselves, as long as council contributes with them, into tidying up those areas. So that may happen, Councillor McGlynn. That's a work in progress. Okay. If there's no further discussion regarding the delivery program, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried.
Move over to
228. Okay, 8.10, the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. There's a recommendation there that the minutes of the Blanshire Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee from 8 July 2021 be endorsed and the following actions be undertaken. 1. Draft Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee charter be placed on public exhibition for a period of 28 days for community feedback, and that following the consultation period, a further report be brought back to Council. 2. That actions relating to the New South Wales Rural Fire Service assets accounting treatment be undertaken as outlined in the recommendation from the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. Can I have a mover?
So moved.
Councillor Lord, Can I have a seconder?
Yeah.
Councillor Thomas. Councillor Lord.
Basically, I think it's self-explanatory, a lot of the minutes there. I'm happy to answer questions as being on that committee. But basically, at this stage, I think everything that's come there is relatively positive.
That's good to hear. Councillor Thomas.
Now, the only comment I have is, it's not just this, the review of the policy. I see that it's the policy, any of the policies, I noticed this on the others as well, any amendment to the policy must be by the way of council resolution, which is council as a whole, or the approval of the general manager. Now, we're very lucky to have a general manager of such integrity. But you could imagine when he retires and somebody else comes in, you could just change your, he could change anything to suit himself and cover.
You could bring that as a resolution to council. Under the authority of the general manager. You can do that, Councillor Thomas.
Yeah, well, I'd just like to say, well, I'd like to ask first, under what situation would the approval of the general manager change a policy?
Okay, Councillor Belinda would like to clarify some of this.
That's in relation to operational policies that are endorsed at the Mannix level that don't necessarily come to council. You may recall some months ago there was a policy framework that council endorsed.
Yeah.
And the policies were separated into council policies, which are the policies that have to be endorsed
by
the council. The others are operational policies, which are not required to come.
Can we change that as a,
can we,
as a resolution?
Can we clarify it? What's the proper wording to make it operational? Or if that's the case, is this considered an operational policy?
This is a council policy because the requirement for the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee came about during the changes to the Local Government Act a few years back.
Yeah.
There are certain processes that council has to go through. We are to have an Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee operating under the new guidelines.
So
the purposes of this being presented to council now, given that this was to be the last meeting, is so we can get it out on exhibition.
Yeah.
Because if we wait for the new council, which will be October, put it out on exhibition, get feedback, get it back to council, get it adopted. We have to have the committee in place by March next year. So,
Councillor Thomas, these things, this can be altered. You can remove the general manager from that position.
No, I don't want to remove him. I want to specify as to what he, be more specific on the approval of general manager for statutory changes from the Act or... for operational procedures only, but to change the whole, to give an open slather authorisation, if we agree to this, you're just saying
one
person.
You want to be more specific.
Yeah, well, if, I'm just saying, the way it's written, in a rule of the law, one person could change a policy without our knowledge, unless we reviewed it.
No.
Well, that's the way it's written. Is that the way it's legally, the way I read it? And I'm not a lawyer, but that's the way I read it.
That's not the intent. And I will check the policy framework that was presented.
Can we clarify that?
Yeah.
We could clarify that as part of the policy.
What the process is, there is a policy approval flowchart actually stipulates what happens with the policies. And the general manager can't actually change a policy on his own.
Any amendment to the policy must be by the way of a council resolution or the approval of the general manager. It still says all. Any amendment.
The process for the adoption of policies, whether they're operational policies or council policies, if they're council policies, they come to this forum.
Yeah.
If they're operational policies, they go to Mannix.
Yeah.
And it's only when there's consensus at the Mannix meeting that the general manager can approve.
Would it be just to write there all the approval
yeah.
of the general manager for Mannix operational.
That's actually incorporated into the framework for the policy, for policy development.
But maybe it should be written so it's clear.
Yeah, I think I've got to agree with Councillor Thomas. It's not worded right.
Okay, well,
can we review that?
Template, yes.
Very good. Yeah, it's not a biggie, but it's an exposure that's unnecessary.
Yeah, I noticed that myself today. Okay, if there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, we'll move on to...
Page 241.
8.11, adoption of council policies. The recommendation there, the Blandside Council formally adopts the enterprise risk management framework and the policy management plan. Can I have a mover? Councillor Baker, Councillor Thomas. Councillor Baker, would you like to speak to it?
No,
okay, Councillor Thomas, would you like to speak to it?
Yeah, the information, not so much the role of the council, no worries. I did see something that was...
You're looking at the next motion, Councillor Thomas.
Oh, it's on the next one, is it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, if there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
All right.
I declare it carried. Okay, we move on to 8.12, endorsement of draft council policies. There's a recommendation there that one, council endorses the draft information guide, draft access to information and draft internal reporting policies and places, both on public exhibition for a period of 28 days from Friday, 23rd of July 2021, for community comment. Two, that the draft information guide be forwarded to the Information and Privacy Commissioner for comment. Three, should there be comment from the committee or in the Information and Privacy Commissioner on the draft information guide, a further report be prepared and presented to Council. Four, should there be comment from the community on the draft access to information and draft internal reporting policies, a further report be prepared and presented to Council. Five, should there be no comment from the community or the Information and Privacy Commissioner within a 42-day commentary period, Council formally adopt the policies. Can I have a mover? Councillor Thomas, can I have a seconder? I'll ask again, can I have a seconder? Councillor Thomas, would you like to speak to it?
Once again, the review of the policy, it's got the same thing, or the approval of the general manager. I'd like that to be clarified or just broadened out.
By way of explanation, that was actually part of the policy template that the council has approved when they approved the policy framework. But
there's so many things slipped through because of the sheer quantity of material we have to review.
I'm well aware of how much information council.
Yeah, I'm sure. Probably originates in your desk, which is not a criticism. I've had a sad experience with access to government information, stuff that I thought should have been readily available, hasn't been forthcoming. I'm just looking at page 258, access to government information, council stuff, like right from the very first time I tried to access the archives on the lake. I was chucked with all sorts of obstacles, but they were overcome. I think we need to make this clear to the incoming council just what the procedures are for gaining access, not just chuck obstacles at them because you don't think they should have you should have access. Because the trouble with that is if you're trying to cover something up, you won't want somebody getting access to it.
Would you like that included in the council information night? The new council information.
Exactly, yeah. I think they need to know what...
Councillor Lord.
Could I just move an amendment to the fact that, you know, item 5, I believe the amendment should be that we're going into the situation that the policies then be presented to the new council so they become totally aware of the policies.
Okay, yeah. So you want to delete item 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, go on, comments and everything else.
Have we got a seconder for that motion?
Amended motion,
Councillor Thomas.
Yeah, I think they should be.
Okay, we'll put the amended motion, and that is that items 1 to 4 are presented to council, and item 5 is deleted. Is that what you wanted, Councillor Lloyd?
Well, basically, item 5 basically is the policies presented to the new council.
To the incoming council. So
incoming
you want
council for adoption.
So it should be the...
By all means, get all the community consultation.
So what do you want? Just we put it as a further report come back to council. So 3, 4, and 5 be deleted, and a further report come back to the new council. Would you be happy with that, Councillor Lloyd?
Yep, that's fine. I don't mind whatever.
Okay.
But I think it's up to
so
the new council to adopt these policies.
Okay, so we've got an amendment. The 3, 4, and 5 are left off. We only vote for recommendations 1 and 2. Have I got a seconder for that motion?
Councillor Thomas.
Okay, Councillor Thomas. Okay. Are the rest of the councillors happy with that? Councillor Thomas, you happy with that?
Yeah, I am. The
information guide, it will
be beyond the council should be aware that. Okay, councillors, if we put forward the amended motion, it'll mean that this will be put forward outside the normal timeline.
The information guide is required to be reviewed within 12 months of its adoption, and it was last adopted in August of last year.
I think that's a pretty technical issue when we're in caretaker mode.
Okay. I'll take that on board.
It goes an extra month, yeah.
If there's no further comments, councillors, I'll put the motion.
I would like to make a further comment.
Yes, Councillor Thomas?
When one of the new councillors or any councillor tries to access information, there shouldn't be stonewall. It should be referred to the specific procedural so that they know that there is an option. It was only that me spending a couple of hours going through what our rights are as councillors, did I find the Skipper Freedom of Information Act. And that's inexcusable. And one of the informations I did access highlighted the fact that we doubled ourselves for over $20,000 on certain fees.
Okay, what you're saying is the councillors should be helped to access the appropriate part.
If they feel they need it. And I'm not putting anything on the our administration director. She's provided everything eventually for the other issue, which I just wasn't resourced with enough time and probably accounting skills to follow up. I'd apologise for that. I should have written back to you. But
okay.
But at least you did provide me with the access eventually.
Okay, so you're saying thank you directly.
Yeah, in my special.
I'll summarise that for you. if there's no further discussion, I'll put that motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. The amended motion that we just take recommendations 1 and 2, just to be clear.
And 3, further report.
Oh, 1 and 3, further report.
Yep.
Okay. Now we go to page
296.
Okay. 12. Okay. I'm informed that we can defer this matter. If I can have a mover to defer this matter to the August Council meeting. Can I have a mover for that? Councillor McLean, can I have a seconder? Councillor Thomas? Okay, discussions, councillors?
Doc, what reason do you want to defer it? What's your connection there?
Purely to try and lighten the load of this council meeting.
We're happy with that. I think I'm happy with that.
Yeah, if there's no deadline to meet.
Okay, so we'll put the amended motion that this be deferred to the next meeting. All those in favour?
Aye.
I defer it. Carried.
That's simple.
Now, local regeneration, 298. Okay. We can deal with this or we can defer it. Local Government Remuneration Tribunal. Would you prefer to deal with it now, councillors?
Oh, I can deal with it now.
Okay, we'll deal with it now. The recommendation being that in accordance with section 248 of the Local Government Act 1993, council fixed the annual fee for councils at the maximum amount allowable being $12,400 per council for the period 1 July 2021 to the 30th of June 2022. And in accordance with section 294 of the Local Government Act 1993, council fixed the annual fee for the mayor at a maximum amount allowable being $27,060 for the period 1 July 2021 to the 30th of June 2022. Can I have a mover?
I'll move it.
Councillor McGuinn, seconded.
Yeah.
Councillor Law, Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to it?
No.
Councillor Law, would you like to speak to it?
I speak against it.
Councillor Thomas, you're speaking against it?
Not that it affects me because I'm not standing again, but I think it's totally unaccountable for people to approve their own wage levels. I know, and it goes right from the Prime Minister to the Victorian Premier who's paying himself $474,000 a year.
No,
for shutting down the economy.
Actually,
I mean, you should never be able, there's no accountability in the system when you are setting your own salary levels.
Let me tell you, the Premier and the Prime Minister, it's an independent tribunal that sets their salaries. It's got nothing to do with them personally. So
I would make a comment that the idea of an independent tribunal associated with government is a bit difficult to believe.
But I think for this is it's not our choice. It's government legislation.
No, that's right. That's right.
So
I didn't expect you to agree with me.
If there's no
I
agree with you too, Councillor. But if there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried.
Wasn't unanimous because I spoke against it. I'm against it. But that's
we'll note that
immaterial.
Councillor Thomas will note that you spoke against it. Okay.
If I get more, we have an independent one,
might we? Well, they'd have to judge you on your productivity and output.
All right.
Imagine that.
Yeah, that'd be all right. I don't know that at all.
Not by the word.
So 8.15, plan tomorrow, family daycare assessment and rating. We're on page 315. Okay, there's a recommendation there that council notes the information contained within the family daycare rating outcome summary document and congratulates those staff involved in delivering the service to the community. Can I have a mover? Councillor Thomas, can I have a seconder?
Yeah.
Councillor Keatley. Okay, Councillor Thomas, would you like to speak to it?
I know nothing about family daycare, but it's really positive to see that they're doing audits on it rather than waiting until there's an incident. I think that's great.
It's good.
And
proactive,
that's the word I was looking for. And they've broken it down fairly logically into different sections. Yeah, I'm really pleased to see it.
It's got your approval. That's very good.
I'm pleased to see it.
Councillor Keatley, would you like to speak to it?
Nothing to particularly add. I've had a little bit to do with the child services thing up where I've sort of sprayed it all for spiders and things, and what a great setup it is up there. I was quite impressed with it, yeah.
Very good. Any further comments, councillors? No, if not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. I declare it carried. Okay, so move on to...
With regard to the change in the hours of the mobile unit, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
I'd like it. I'd move it accordingly.
So 8.16, Children's Services Unit, Amendment to Mobile Resource Unit Operational Hours. Councillor Lord is moving it. There's a recommendation that Lanarkshire Council A adopt the altered hours of operation for Ungerry Preschool from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock and Ungerry Preschool classroom staff to be rostered to accommodate these new hours, which will commence Term 1, 2022. And B, adopt the altered hours of operation for Mobile Resource Unit Friday Preschool class, 8.30 to 3 o'clock. And classroom staff be rostered to accommodate these new hours, which will commence with Term 1, 2022. So move, Councillor Lord. Seconder?
Yeah.
Councillor English?
Oh, it's full.
Councillor Lord?
I just think the consultation, the process, we've been through this over many, many years of our various time, fitting in with the community, and these hours effectively are fitting in with the community to a level, and we look at the cost to benefit analysis, and really the cost is going to be...
Yep. Very good. Councillor English, would you like to speak to it?
No, this is just including West Wyalong in here as well.
The Friday preschool class is the West Wyalong preschool class.
Okay, very good.
Yep.
Should I declare?
I don't think so.
My son's in that class.
just before councillors move off this report, I'm not sure that if any of you are aware, but the coordinator at the Children's Services unit has tendered her resignation, and she'll be leaving the service at the end of August. Unfortunately, we're in the process of recruiting for her replacement. So once that's done, you'll be advised.
Okay, very good. Any further comments, councillors? If there are none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I declare it carried. Okay, we move on to 8.17, the Section 355 Committee's meeting minutes. There's a recommendation there, one, that the council receive and note the Section 355 Committee meeting minutes. The Rural Silo Kit Committee, 23rd of May 2021. Hungary Advancement Group, 20th of January 2021. Hungary Advancement Group, 21st of April 2021. Hungary Showground Racecourse Recreation Reserve Committee, 15th of March 2021. West Wyalong School of Arts Hall Committee, 24th of February 2021. And two, that the Section 355 Committees and future meeting minutes be included in the reports of committee section of Council Business Papers. Can I have a mover?
I'll move it.
Councillor McGuinn? Yep. Seconded. Councillor Thomas? Councillor McGuinn, would you like to speak to it?
Well, they've requested that they do it. I think it's an unnecessary burden, but the horse is bolted on that day. Thank you very much to the committee to comply with the regulation.
Councillor Thomas?
I think it's refreshing to see this, and if we could... They probably don't have monthly meetings, do they?
No.
How often?
No, not all the committees vary. Monthly, some
meet
second month, some...
Maybe if we include it six monthly for the other councillors to... Because the minutes give you a better idea of who's doing what and just how much is being done and what problems they've got. And it gives the councillors who aren't aware the opportunity to support them as required.
Some insight.
The intention is that those come up to the council.
Yeah.
Councillor
Baker?
Councillor Thomas, that was the question I had. How often do you need the minutes? Because the Rural Silo Challenge, we'll be having one every month from here on in. We have the silo kit.
Whenever you have your meeting.
Everyone, you want to know when we purchase a trophy for a fellow can kick it left foot instead of a right foot and all that sort of stuff.
If that's included in the minutes,
if it's included,
then yes.
Yeah, I'm just a bit of disappointed about the total amount of financial information you've got here from the Rural Silo Challenge. I'm sorry. But anyway.
The treasurer's report aren't up to your standard.
Beg pardon?
The treasurer's report, so the others aren't up to your standard.
Oh, yes. Well, I can change that.
Okay, if there's no further comments, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, section 3, technical services. 8.18, roads program for 2021-2022. There's a recommendation there that Blanshire Council adopt the attached 2021-2022 roads program with the understanding that work may be changed by the Director of Technical Services due to factors such as changing priorities, changing income and costs and the weather. Can I have a mover?
Yep.
Councillor Keatley and seconded Councillor Lord. Councillor Keatley, would you like to speak to it?
Oh no, it's just good to see where the planning is meant to be, and we realise it might not always go in that spot, but no, I'm happy with it.
Councillor Lord?
Oh, I think it's pretty self-explanatory and agree with Councillor Cooper. It's basically there, this will change according to weather conditions and everything else. And,
makes sense.
Further in addition to that, I know weather conditions have been a little bit dicey and everything else, but... The main road between here and Gary seems to be getting worse and worse, and
yeah, okay.
And something needs to be done about it reasonably quickly.
Yeah, that's correct. Councillor Thomas? Oh, Councillor Baker first, please.
I wish the director was here tonight because I probably have about 10 pages for him. But questions with this roads program. I'd like to know why we only do part.
We take that on notice, Councillor Baker.
Well, it seems to be the case every year, like there must be a policy somewhere. To me, if you're going to do a road or a lane, it would be better off to do the whole lot of it, like,
yeah,
than doing half
yeah.
two year ago and then come back to
yeah,
do the other part.
I'm endorsed what you said.
Like, I just find it totally
it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
We've had a lot of negative comments about
it. I wouldn't say that it's, yeah. Mr. Mayor, that it's ridiculous. That obviously the Director of Technical Services would have a valid reason.
Well, I wish he'd tell us.
It mightn't be the whole length of the road that requires work.
Yeah, well, I can give
you an example. Curtis Lake Lane.
Yep.
Last year it was totally, it was nearly undriveable. They came out on this roads program and did 4 kilometres of it. Didn't bother about the rest. Now it's the same as what the other one, the bit they did. That's the case.
It's probably got something to do with the needs basis at the time.
I could get an explanation from the
yeah.
Could be trying to cover as many people in
as
the
they can, yeah.
Shire as possible so nobody seemed to be favoured.
That's right. If they spend too much time on one road, they might leave it and road undone and might cause an accident. Perhaps that's the reason, Councillor Baker. We'll get an explanation from the Technical Service Director anyway.
I think that a lot of the problem is the communication between the landowner, the landowners, and the roadworks that are being done. Because I've had a couple of people comment that where they stop isn't where it doesn't suddenly get a whole lot better. I mean, it's an arbitrary thing, and as Councillor Baker said.
So, Councillor Baker, let me just get this straight.
You have been commenting.
If a section of road is damaged and the other section is not too bad, is that the point you're making, or is it a section of road that's damaged? They're only doing half of that section
right.
that's damaged. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. Like, right now, the Tullamarine Park Road needs doing all the way. Now, on here, the Tullamarine Road is on the program. This is part. Like, and that's one of the major thoroughfares out there. That's the thing. Why don't we just get in and do the whole thing and then move on?
Yeah, it definitely does require some explanation from the Technical Services Director.
I like what
he's
done here,
on it. Okay.
But I just want
making
to know
those comments.
Why we don't do the whole lot.
Okay, very good. No further comments, councillors? We'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. I declare it carried. We'll move on to 8.19, Plant Replacement Program 2021 to 2022. The recommendation is that Blanshire Council note and adopt the replacement of the major plant as outlined in the report. Can I have a mover?
Yep.
Councillor Keatley, seconded Councillor Baker. Councillor Keatley, would you like to speak to it?
Oh, they obviously need replacing, and I don't think anyone in this room has the knowledge of what the plant conditions are.
Exactly.
I think we have to take the advice of the engineer in charge. That's what it has to be.
Councillor Baker?
Yeah, I just, unfortunately, the director's not here again. Like I said, we're purchasing new mowers, just where the station, where we are with the Maroon.
Mr. General Manager?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, after I spoke to you, did you return it to the depot?
No, as I said, yeah, we'll bring it in when we get the new one.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
But what's happening with we? Right, so we have to wait for the director to get back to have any decision.
On what happens to the old one?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to wait.
No, we're borrowing the other one, but
yeah.
We want to know what's happening with the...
Yeah, probably Paul Glennon would know better as to what's happening with the old one.
It's just a little bit confusing when you say, as per the attached report, and I was looking for the attached report, but I think it's referring to the five lines. the major plans to be replaced. Is that what? That's it?
Probably the report.
Yeah, that's the report. Took me a while to realise it.
Mr. Mayor, I'm not clear. It doesn't say attached report, it says outlined in the report.
In the report.
In the report, yeah.
Yeah.
So this was the report. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Brief.
Okay, there's no further discussion. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
All right.
I declare it carried. Okay. 8.20, operator and Main Street intersection. The recommendation there that council adopt the local traffic committee's decision to erect a no stopping sign in Operator Street South at Main Street to reinforce the statutory no stopping area at the intersection. Can I have a mover?
Yep.
Councillor Thomas. Seconded, Councillor Lord. Councillor Thomas, would you like to speak to it?
I can understand the buses having a problem. It's, because Operator Street isn't a straight intersection, it would be an ideal spot for a roundabout. But roundabouts even work in France and Italy. And Indonesia, they've worked there because there's often a hold up there because people are reluctant to turn east from the south. It's just, it's a cause of a bit of confusion, that intersection.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, as far as no stopping there, yes, not only will it improve the turning circle of the buses, but it'll improve vision of oncoming traffic.
Very good. Councillor Lord?
Oh, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Effectively, because of the nature of that intersection, the visibility needs to be made or achieved to the maximum.
It does, yes. Because it's out of kilter there, you know, it's a bit of a nightmare.
Yep.
A nightmare. But anyway, no. If there's any further discussion,
like,
councillors?
It's Councilor a bit like the no parking or limited parking in the Winthrill meeting last meeting. I think it's only going to be the honest people who...
You do the right thing. Yeah, that's right.
So,
it's only those who obey the laws.
Yep.
Okay, very good comment. If there's no further comments, councillors, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. We'll move on to 8.21. Bus zone Meyer Street, adjacent to the West Wylong Services and Citizens Club. The recommendation being that council adopt the local traffic committee's decision to A, create a bus zone between two driveway openings, entry and exit of the West Wylong Services and Citizens Club in Monash Street, and B, a sign be placed at the exit driveway to alert motorists to enter the road with caution, and C, the area be monitored. Can I have a mover?
Yes.
Councillor Thomas, and a seconder. Councillor Crowe, would you like to speak to Councillor Thomas?
This will be a godsend. I've been talking, asking every committee at the club for 10 years to do something about this, because everybody that comes to drop a passenger off, or anybody elderly, they can't get to the front door. You've got the bus there. Sometimes if the bus hasn't got a driver, it sits there for 3 days.
Yeah.
And nobody moves it. And even though if we pass this, which I'm hoping we will, and make it the parking area out front, the main problem is I doubt whether the S&C club is going to be able to convince the drivers to walk the extra 5 metres to get in the car.
Yeah.
It's the employees running the club rather than the management running the club. That's the biggest issue there. But that's their problem. All we can do is provide them with a facility to do the right thing. Because you're backing onto 5 metres from an intersection, which can be busy at times, blindly. Whereas at least now you're driving forward.
In and out.
Forward through, when you enter the traffic again, you're driving forward and you're 10 metres or more away from the intersection, so you've got that extra visibility.
Safer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Councillor Crowe?
I agree with 3/4 of Councillor Thomas's comment. Okay. I'll leave it there.
Okay, very good. Any further comments, councillors?
Can I just ask, what does it mean, the area to be monitored by whom? By us?
Well, I would say probably the club, the club, in case there's any near misses or something like that. Particularly when they're pulling out onto Monash Street will be the issue with the buses parked there.
Yeah, I did suggest that they put one of those safety mirrors like you've got it down there White Tank Lane if it deemed necessary, but rather than just scrap it because you have a couple of near misses.
Yeah.
The number of near misses we've had from backing onto the road seems to be ignored.
Any further comments, councillors? No. If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. We'll move on to 8.22, Local Heritage Assistance Funding, Mallee Street, Wylam, Lot 1, DP 908096.
I'll move it.
There's a recommendation, I'll just read the recommendation. There's a recommendation now that council approved funding of $2,735 to the Bland District Historical Society towards the electrical upgrades of the former Wylam Masonic Hall at Mallee Street, Wylam, Lot 1, DP 908096. Councillor McGuinness has moved it. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Thomas. Councillor McGuinness, would you like to speak to it?
Well, the money's there for the heritage and I think it's
a good cause. Councillor Thomas?
Yeah, it complies with the policy.
And keeps your heritage happening.
Very good.
I'd expect to see more because the buildings that run down, I'd expect a new roof or something to come through in the next couple of years.
Okay. Any further comments, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay, we'll move on to section 4. Reports for information. Can I have a mover to adopt these reports?
Yep.
Councillor McGlynn, Councillor Lord. Okay, we'll move through them one by one. 8.23, Economic Development Tourism Report. Observations, councillors, comments?
Yeah, I'm pleased to see a grants register and sort of partly meets the requirements of what I've been asking for and what my motion is later on in the paper.
Very good.
It does meet.
That's
my...
another compliment from Councillor Thomas this evening.
Yeah.
That's two compliments in one night.
I wouldn't want you to get a thick head. Yeah.
Okay, any further comments, councillors?
Road reseals. West Wylam Road reseals, end of October. Are we still waiting for...
Where are you? What page are you on?
I'm still on page 400 with the looking at the grants register.
Oh, okay, yep.
About halfway down the page. 860,000, we've done 771. Target completion, 30th of the 6th. Is there any more reseals? Is that the... hot mix, or is that the seals like bulky paint?
Can we take that on notice and come back?
SGS, the road around SGS has been, a few have complained about it's getting chewed up. I think they did some earthworks on it in preparation to be sealed, and then the word I got that it got too cold to
do it.
Yeah,
okay.
But I thought that referred to the hot mix. I didn't think it referred to normal sealing.
Okay.
But, they want that. There's a few people have asked to get that done.
We'll look into that for you, Councillor
Maxine's Thomas. Mags are getting dirty.
The which? What was...
Maxine's mags.
Oh, the
new
right.
Mags
okay,
on the car
good.
Are getting
right.
dirty.
Okay, very good. So we'll move on to 8.24, Community Services Report. Comments, councillors? Okay, no comments. Move on to 8.25, Blanshire Library Monthly Update. Looks like they've been very busy as usual, which is good to see. They don't seem to be down like COVID, do they?
Well, we've actually had
to they're doing a great job considering what's going on. Okay, no comments, councillors?
Theatre.
We'll move on to 8.26, Children's Services June Update.
Community.
PJ Movie Day, that sounds good at the moment. PJ Movie Day, I reckon I wouldn't mind a PJ Movie Day at the moment. Alright. Comments? No comments, councillors? We'll move on to 8.27, Bland Community Care Services Update. Any questions there for Director Berlin?
No.
No, we'll move over to 8.28, Technical Services Report. Director Marshall Way makes it hard.
He's taking all the fun.
We might have to defer that for the time being, Councillor Baker.
He's taking all the fun.
All right.
Oh, I just got a couple of questions.
Yeah, no, that'd be fine.
With the Mud Hut Road, when you were doing the work out there, which end was it, the west or the east?
I need to take that on notice too.
Mud Hut Road's a long term one. A lot of these roads are just repeated, aren't they?
Like, you'll take that on notice, yeah?
Yeah, no worries.
And what else, Councillor Baker?
Oh, I hate David. Will's not here, I'm wasting my time.
Okay.
The only question I wanted to ask was to the Mayor and the General Manager. You had a meeting with the local Lands Council. And what was the results of that?
I had a discussion with the Chairman of the local Lands Council regarding weeds. And he sent me through a document outlining the priority of weeds, and I think chili something grass was their biggest priority. But he said that our two issues, I think it was galvanised burr, and what was the other one?
Galvanised burr and spiny burr.
And spiny burr, yeah, the spiny burr grass. I asked him to have a look into those, and that the chili grass, whatever it was, wasn't such a priority for this area, but these particular weeds were. And he said they were on their list of priorities, but they were lower down. And I said, well, perhaps it needs to vary from region to region. If you've got a priority for chili grass or whatever, it's not growing there, well, that's a waste of time, isn't it? So they need to vary it from region to region. So that was where the discussion went. That make sense to you, Councillor Baker?
So they're just going to let it all spread around them?
Well, they said to me they'd look into it. So I don't mind that it was a concern, and they said they'd look into it. So.
Oh, yeah, well, you can only try, but we are. The problem's getting worse. Like, especially right now, as wet as it is.
It's getting bad.
It's just going.
Well, it does. It gets into the reserves, and then from the reserves, it gets into the properties. That's the problem.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, right. And then you can't, I know with those particular weeds, you can't run stock properly and other issues, so it is a major concern.
No.
So we'll continue to make representations to the local land care services.
The only other question I had, which end of the Alina Road are they going to seal? The Wargen end or the highway end?
I'll
let you know
in the morning.
We'll get back to you, Councillor. Okay.
I've had a few inquiries.
Councillor English.
Where's the wild tobacco?
Wild tobacco, yeah.
Wild tobacco, guys.
Manual
Yeah.
Removal.
Yeah, everything's
like
that. I wonder why that was manual.
Round
town. Are you in charge of that, are you, Councillor English? Or?
No. That's why I'm questioning.
She's the marketing manager.
Very good.
But that bar member of Hungary.
You're more like the Hungary, I'd say.
Yeah. The green tobacco.
But this is in town.
There's no further comments on the Councillor Crowe, yes?
I'm always very critical about our sporting ovals, but obviously it's been a very wet winter and hasn't been the best week the last week and a half, but they've both had sport played at the two main ovals and they've both held up terrifically well. In the last 2 weeks I've been to two separate towns with my young bloke with football and he's played in muddy Fally Pakes.
Wow, that's a great
compliment.
And grounds
have closed elsewhere due to how much they've chewed up, but we close ours at certain times that I'm critical of, but they've held up terrific on the weekend.
That's a great comment. Yeah. Councillor Crowe, we'll take that back to our garden staff, can we? That'd be good outdoor staff. Any further comments, councillors? We'll move on to 8.29, Development Services Activity Report.
What have we got in here?
Well, we should be
observations, councillors?
Yes.
Councillor McGlinton.
Boundary Street, why is that in here if we haven't approved it?
No, it's only an application.
So you have
applications. Applications, these
are. Just as received, that's all.
The ones at the bottom are.
Councillor Keatley, you've got that look on your
face.
Yes,
I don't know that anyone in this room might know, but 33 to 35 Condamine Street, demolition of existing dwelling. I went for a look. That's a teacher's flats complex.
Okay,
are
so
they going to demolish? Does anybody know if they're demolishing?
That's incorrect.
Nearly brand new.
Can we clarify that?
Yep. I just thought it was an odd one.
Maybe it's a retrospective. Yeah.
What's the red street? What's that?
Kerry, that's the one.
Go again.
The Condamine Street. That's where the flats are.
Now, Condamine's the old hospital.
Yeah, the old hospital.
Sure. But it's right down the end where the teachers' flats are, right on Marin Green Road.
What about Caroon Street? What's
that? Yeah, it was the hospital.
Caroon Street, yeah, I think that house has. Yeah, I know that one.
Any further comments?
I just thought it was either a demolition
yes.
of a fairly good structure. I don't know what they could be working on it. But
we'll look into that. Councillor
Thompson. Yeah, it's Short Street. Public recreational facility, new roof on basketball court. That's good. Watch that go on. It's brilliant. Is there any facility for lights in there? I haven't had a look. I was meant to have a look today, because that'll probably be something that we can.
It is something that we're looking at. Once the roof went on, we realised how dark it can get.
And if you've got kids up there, somewhere to play at night, they won't be wheel standing their push bikes down the main street.
That's right.
Maybe. I just think that's something that should go on our grant list here, our list of grant applications, ready to go projects.
There are lights on the end of the main stadium, which gives some light, but not
some light.
Not
but
a
no,
there's some, but not all. But they can be put in there.
Yeah. Put it on a time clock in case they're worried about noise and neighbours.
Okay. Any further comments, councillors? No, I'll put that those reports be adopted. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Declare it carried. Okay. The interesting part of the meeting. Notices of motions and questions without notice. Notices of motion, 9.1. Cinema contract, independent audit. Councillor Thomas, would you like to speak to it?
Yes, I still believe that we need to do an independent audit. Because I don't believe that the action. I was hoping to have this as a final thinking. This was the last meeting. I was hoping to have this at the end of the confidential. I did ask for it in the email that it be tacked on the end as a final option in case that I didn't believe the issue was being addressed properly in the confidential business in confidence. It's not, basically nothing's changed. So I just think we've been played here. We're paying for a $1.6 million for a facility in somebody else's building, and it's blown out of control. And I think that by getting the consultant in to audit himself is probably not going to do a hell of a lot of good. I think we need something independent to have a look at it and to see, like this bloke, if he was competent to put together a budget for it, in which we put out, we did our business case studies, etc., before going out, if he was competent to do that, why was he less than half the total project cost when there's been no increase in the project scope of work? There's been an extension of time which would make it easier and cheaper. The only really contract value goes up in project management is when you squeeze the schedule. You need more people, more material, more quickly, and then it's more expensive. But not when you probably nearly 12 months overdue and over double the price. I think we need an independent review.
Mr. Gentleman.
After Councillor, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Councillor Baker.
Can I just make a comment and point out to Councillor Thomas that you've already had this run.
Exactly.
And did you just look in there, it says defeated by 6 votes to 2.
Exactly.
Now, As I've said a couple of meetings before, it's blown out because several times this whole project has come to this council and we've rejected it. We wanted new, quotes and what have you. And all the time, every time we ask one, it goes up. And that's just part of life. Now, to me, instead of carrying on, the whole lot of us are to blame. This council ourselves. Because we pussyfooted around and just didn't get on with the job. And in this here, I don't know whether it's even legal that you can bring up another the same modus of motion when it's been voted against.
You can.
Yeah. Right, but I just think it's an absolute waste of time. Let's all grow up and get on with it. So here, you want to spend another 20 grand on it. You've already gone crook about the price of it, and then just out of the hell of it, we're going to spend another $20,000.
This is the most common response to blowout in prices is in projects, is to bring in somebody who's competent to see who is responsible for the blowout. I mean, it could be the fact that we didn't do due diligence on hiring this consultant. He might have a record as long as your arm of doing similar bodgy works elsewhere.
It was
so,
this group here that was the problem.
Councillor Thomas,
we were.
Would you like this dealt with in the confidential part of council?
Yeah, maybe it's better, yeah.
Okay. So you want... So we can move it to the confidential section. So we'll cease discussion now. We'll move it to the confidential section of council. So I need a mover, I need a seconder for that. Councillor Thomas will move it, I need a seconder.
All right, yeah.
Councillor Kelly seconded. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. I declare it carried. We'll move it to the confidential part of council. Move on to motion 9.2, project status reports. Councillor Thomas, would you like to speak to it?
Yeah, I believe that if we had done this, had had these project reports in place, we would have been able to have better control over our projects in progress. I think we've just allowed things to get out of control, and that's the reason for this is partially addressed by that grant expenditure report in the expenses in the previous section.
Yep.
And there is the grants available. I still think you need to see what's available, and we also need to have a set of projects that are already costed, ready to go, so that we don't miss opportunities. And
so you're happy with the progression so far, but you want a more comprehensive report?
Well, I'm trying to set it up so it's going to be easier work for the next council. To me, it's just negligent if I don't try at least bring it up again, because I don't think there's enough information. I believe they're getting there's not enough information to make the decisions on, and that's really the fault of us. We should be requiring more information.
How's the Baker?
There it is, our fault. It's the same with the your last motion.
I was really against this because I think that when anybody comes to apply for a stronger country community grant, whatever, it comes to council. Each of the organisations that apply for money find out what grants are available. It's very easy to access. We've got this table that we've printed today, which is fine. I think a lot of the blowouts on these things is due to the lack of supply in the labour in the town. I know for the tennis club that's been a major issue. And tradespeople, that's a big issue now because there's a lot of work happening. I think it's a more complex question than this. I think if you're applying for money for a grant, you want to do something in your organisation, you find out where to get the grant money. You come to council. We've got two staff members here who do help greatly. I'm not here.
Councillor Thomas, I'm just trying to get to the gist of the motion you want here.
That
so you want a more comprehensive report than we currently have.
Monthly so that you can make better decisions on whether
projects are going on, whether there's sufficient, make sure that the people that are responsible for this are doing their job properly.
Yeah, but okay, they so are. I
but how do you know that? Until projects blow out by 100%.
The project that you're talking about is blowing out. Has got nothing to do with grant funding as such. That was to, if you're talking about the cinema.
Well, that's one, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, the things that are blown out, have got people come in and they apply, they look at the grant register, what is available, I want $200,000. Well, you can get 50 or, yeah, it comes up. And they have to bring their proposal to be, come to council, if it's a public building, to be assessed, don't they? I mean, there are requirements, and the staff are incredibly helpful when you want to get grants for anything. They're here. I don't quite understand what I'm supporting.
Councillor Lord.
I think we've got really two issues in this whole situation. Firstly, I go back to the availability of grants. I think it's I'm not sure why we didn't continue with the Grants Guru website for councillors' information, because I actually access that quite a bit and effectively look at it, and there are many grants that come up that many people in the community could apply for, not just councils, because there are a lot on it all the time. There are many, many small grants that come out with like strong communities and federal electoral funding and things like that are never going to be on your Grant Guru,
yeah.
But in actual fact is notified by we, the council, and it should go out. You know, we should sometimes, I think, publicise those smaller grants a lot better than we do. And I think that's access and telling people what grants are available is one of the issues. The other issue is effectively with regard to the projects. You know, the fact that, are we looking at the status of the project? We've looked at it or made a comment tonight with regard to the projects fitting the grants and whether actually the money is sort of, and we should have a policy on that. And that relates to, again, the project. We should have a full costing, full plan before we look at the grants and submitted grants for all of that funding.
Agreed, and that's the project. You know?
So I think there's two issues here, not just one.
Relevant grants available, projects list. So we have a list of projects that are already ready to roll. They're costed. They're sitting in the shelf there waiting for grants to come up if we can't find anything immediately. And
I thought we were supplying most of this, Mr. General Manager.
Well, I haven't seen it.
Well, Mr. Mayor, the local roads and community infrastructure grant program provided you with a whole list of projects. When we put up the Stronger Country Communities Fund, it comes up with a list of possible projects that were all got sitting there, but they come up to council at the time the grants are becoming available. When you talk about missing an opportunity, I'd like you to identify when we've missed an opportunity for a grant.
Well, I think it forces you into a corner where, say, the fencing, the roof fencing around there, we ended up at, considering a ridiculous figure because we had to meet a deadline, whereas if that was already sitting on the shelf at a reasonable price, it would have, it probably would have got funding.
I have come to council with so many different ratepayers seeking assistance, and I've been told, and I've left them there, and they've worked out, like, do it now. There's a grant coming up in 3 months. There's a grant coming up in 6 months. You've got to have this by April next year.
So council's been very cooperative.
And they've been very cooperative. And I've just introduced them, and they've worked from there, and you win some, you lose some. They've always got them, and everybody followed it through. But the council have been, Craig and Rebecca have been incredibly cooperative and have helped them a lot. And road funding stuff, that's got nothing to do with us. That's to do with the engineer. I don't quite get it.
I think we're going around in circles here. I think we just put the motion. Councillor is putting a motion that the current grant reporting process is not adequate and he wants a more comprehensive grant reporting process. I need a seconder for the motion. Is there a seconder for the motion? I'll ask again, is there a seconder for the motion? If there's no seconder for the motion will lapse.
I didn't have unrealistic expectations, but I did want to set up something that's a workable system for the incoming council. So I've had a go, and that's, I'm not embarrassed about that one thing.
No, I don't think you should be embarrassed. No. Okay, well, the motion will lapse. So we'll move on to 9.3, emergency services levy. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it?
I'd move that the that we not pay the rural fire service component or contribution of the emergency services levy, as we've already paid the other two, particularly because of the changes in state legislation at this stage, because the New South Wales Parliament, both upper and lower house, passed legislation saying that these levies should be shown separately on all rate notices. Effectively, the local government association is fighting that and getting it through. It's a, the government is not really taking any notice of their own legislation.
I don't think you'll get an argument from anyone in the room.
And my comment is, at this stage, we just hold off and get until we get a response, and then we can debate it again at the time.
Mr. Gentleman.
And I'll second that. I think that's the first
time. Okay. I'll put the motion, second, it's put by Councillor Lloyd, seconded by Councillor McGlynn, the Blanchard Council. Oh, Councillor Baker.
Now, I'd like to know what the feeling is from you and the General Manager as to what is actually going to happen with this. Do you, like, to me, I sort of get the feeling that we will be forced to pay this before it's all over. So, if that's the case, we're leaving ourselves in a financial hole. Now, it's all right to stick our heels in.
Well, Councillor Baker, we could make provision for this in our budget, but just not pay the levy at the moment. Could we, Mr. Gentleman?
Well, Mr. Mayor, provision has been made in the budget.
That's exactly the point I make. The provision has been made in the budget for this levy. I'm simply saying is that and what the legislation of the Parliament has done is to effectively tell the ratepayers of all our local government areas that we're actually having to pay their rates to the state government for a service and a cost-shifting exercise.
And that's a cost-shifting
exercise. It is a cost-shifting exercise, Councillor
Baker.
Are there any further comments, Councillors? Councillor Baker, did you want to speak again? Or?
I just got a feeling that we're going to be... It'll be back on us.
You might find there's a whole heap of other councils doing the same thing, have got their heels dug in, and it'll carry weight
and
in the end.
And
it may not, but it's better sitting in our bank account getting interest and giving to the state government.
Okay, I agree.
I want to say something.
Councillor McGlynn, yes?
It's the cost shifting that I think is the most important part of this, and it happens all the time, but I would like us to somehow let our councils in Rerock know that this is our approach to this and see if we can get up support from other councils.
Councillor McGlynn.
Mr. Mayor,
Rerock are very aware.
They're well aware, and it's the same position that every other council has taken.
We all hold the same position.
We passed the resolution.
We all hold the same position.
I think it's a great thing to do.
If there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion, and that being that Blanchard Council not pay the RFS contribution is part of the ESL for 2021-2022 until further clarification is obtained following the passing of legislation in the New South Wales Parliament that these amounts be shown separately on all rate notices. And two, that this situation be reviewed following receipt of advice. I'll put that motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. Okay. 9.4. COVID-19 grant program. Councillor Law, would you like to speak to it?
I basically don't have to speak to it. It's a question that I actually answered because of the change in format of the COVID meeting practice. You actually have to give notice of questions. So I've just given notice of question that following the grants that we allocated last year, and effectively all grants have to have an acquittal, and particularly for audit purposes and everything else, the question I'm asking, have the acquittals come in accordingly, according to our policy?
Mm-hmm.
and the general manager may have.
Yeah, Mayor, with the exception of a few that we're monitoring, and as it says there, if one of those groups who hasn't completed an equivalent yet and asked for additional funding, there's no funding available until they complete the equivalent.
What were these COVID-19 grants?
They were the grants to the sporting clubs and things like that we gave out to keep them going through COVID, because their normal fundraising efforts were unavailable.
The thing is, what it amounts to is that the grants we were, you know, according to our policy, was to cover memberships, insurances and everything else, and not substitute for fundraising.
Yeah.
Well, fundraising contributes to all those things, Councillor Moore.
I'm not saying that, but it was basically there to be acquitted according to the policy.
It was to help them with their expenses.
Our policy didn't include the fundraising.
No, and Mr. Mayor, none of the applications were for fundraising. They were all for valid...
That's fine, I don't...
Expense.
And effectively, I just, as part of this audit committee, I thought, well, of course, we've got to ask the question.
Okay. So now we'll...
Mr. Mayor, I've got one late item. We've received a grant application from the West Wyalong Camp Draft Association. Now, there wasn't time to put a report up on the basis that we weren't having a meeting in August. They're asking for $4,000 towards a $16,000 cost to transport the about 800 to 1,000 head of stock from Condobolin and Lake Cardellico into West Wyalong.
I'll move it.
For their camp draft.
When?
Yeah, I don't have a date. If it's prior to the 17th of August, is Council happy to delegate authority to me?
Yeah, absolutely.
To approve the grant?
Yeah.
If it's after the 17th, I'll put it to the August Council
meeting. I'll move it if it's got to be delegated earlier.
Yeah, it's in accordance with our...
They bring about 2,000 people into the town.
I said in accordance with the tourism,
isn't it? Policy.
Sorry. Question.
They bring about 2,000 people into West Wyalong.
It's fantastic.
Oh, it's great. It's great. I just wondered which policy it comes under.
It's the Strengthening Communities Grant policy.
Yeah.
Grant policy, and we've got enough in there to cover it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Everything's great. Good.
We need a second. Can I have a seconder for that, please?
Yep.
Councillor Crowe. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Very okay. Okay. Done. Now, could I have a mover to move into the confidential part of Council, Councillor English, Councillor Thomas. Thanks to the gallery. Thanks, Heather.
Two matters to deal with in the confidential part of Council. 10.1, the West Wyalong Community Theatre contract details July. And the recommendation being...
It's one. Yeah.
One, that the architect for the West Wyalong Community Theatre project be requested to explain in detail the need for the variations submitted by the contractor for Stage 2 works. Two, that the general manager seek legal advice regarding this matter. And three, that Ian Dodge be invited to our next workshop to discuss this matter. The second matter was 10.2, which was a voluntary planning agreement for Evolution Mining. The recommendation being that we refer it to a council workshop on the 3rd of August.
Pending advice from the Department of Planning.
Pending advice from the Department of Planning after representations made by the general manager. Right, can I have a mover to close the meeting? Councillor English, Councillor Thomas, all those in favour? I declare the meeting closed. Thank you, councillors.
See you later.